You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has joined the United States and other allies in calling out China over its global hacking activities, saying it has undermined international security. Australia's Home Affairs Minister, Karen Andrews, is urging China to act responsibly in cyberspace following the exploitation of Microsoft Exchange servers that affected businesses in Australia a few months ago.
This exploitation targeted thousands of computers and networks worldwide, including in Australia. It opened the door for cyber criminals to exploit the private sector for illicit gain. The Australian Cyber Security Centre identified targeting and compromises of Australian organisations as part of this malicious activity. This compromise primarily affected businesses and organisations rather than individuals.
The Home Affairs Minister says that those actions undermined international stability and security.
All countries, including China, should act responsibly in cyberspace. In the past, Australia has publicly attributed malicious cyber activity to Iran, China, Korea, North Korea, and Russia. Australia publicly attributes cyber incidents when it is in our interests to do so, especially those with the potential to undermine global economic growth, national security, and international stability.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Australia is right to call out the cyber attacks, but did not mention China by name.
We're right to call out attacks on Australia, whether they be cyber crimes or other activities that are inappropriate against a sovereign nation. And Australia should always speak up for our national interest. We need to do so.
When directly asked about China, Mr. Albanese responded by saying the Australian government should keep Australians informed about cyber attacks.
You have a responsibility to call out these issues. What's more, we have a responsibility to draw attention in Australia to the threat that cybersecurity issues have. I received briefings on these issues of a private nature. But what we know is that there have been increased numbers of cyber security issues in Australia over recent years.
The Home Affairs Minister's comments came after the United States charged four Chinese nationals with targeting dozens of companies, universities, and government agencies in the United States and abroad. The U.S. and its allies accused China of a global cyber espionage campaign, mustering an unusually broad coalition of countries to publicly call out China for hacking. NATO, the European Union, Australia, Britain, Japan, New Zealand, and Canada joined the United States in condemning the spying, which the U.S. says posed a major threat to American economic and national security. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says never before have as many allies called China out for its malicious cyber activities.
First, let me say that today, an unprecedented group of allies and partners, including the European Union, the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Japan, and NATO, are joining the United States in exposing and criticizing the PRC's Ministry of State Security's malicious cyber activities. And this is the first time NATO has condemned PRC cyber activities. So I would note that we are actually elevating and taking steps to not only speak out publicly, but certainly take action as it relates to problematic cyber activities from China in a different way, but as we have from Russia as well. We are not differentiating.
Chinese officials have previously said China itself is also a victim of hacking and opposes all forms of cyber attacks. President Joe Biden says the Chinese government may not have carried out a global cyber espionage campaign itself, but did protect those who are doing it from inside their country.
To the best of my knowledge, and I'm getting a report tomorrow morning on this, a detailed report, my understanding is that the Chinese government, not unlike the Russian government, is not doing this themselves, but are protecting those who are doing it, and maybe even accommodating them being able to do it.
Just a month ago, summit statements by G7 nations and NATO warned China and said it posed threats to the international order. While the U.S. and its close allies held the Chinese state directly responsible for the hacking, Others were more circumspect. NATO merely said its members acknowledge the allegations being leveled against China by the US, Canada, and the UK. The European Union said it was urging Chinese officials to rein in malicious cyber activities undertaken from its territory, a statement that left open the possibility that the Chinese government was itself innocent of directing the espionage. U.S. security and intelligence agencies outlined more than 50 techniques and procedures that China's state-sponsored actors use against U.S. networks, a senior administration official said. A spokesperson for the Chinese embassy in Washington has called the accusations against his nation irresponsible. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.